Hi everyone, this is Drone World, the podcast by Copters, the commercial drone experts. Thanks for joining us today. This one is with myself, Jamie Corden, one of the commercial drone experts and UAV strategists here at Copters. And also we have Fly Low Drones, Michael Lowe. So Michael, do you want to jump in and give yourself an introduction, mate?
Yeah, thank you, Jamie. Yeah, hi there. My name's Michael Lowe. I'm the director and an SUAV pilot for Fly Low Drone Services Limited. Yeah, so my whole business idea was around providing bespoke services for people who want cost-effective solutions and time-effective solutions through the use of drones, in particular things like land surveying, so 2D ortho mosaic mapping, 3D textured modeling, and aerial photography. There's not many limits I've really been able to think of at the moment.
Yeah, that's it. There's plenty to go at, and we'll dive into that today as well then, Michael. So great introduction. In terms of your business then, we'll start right at the beginning. Where did it all come from? What was the idea? Who brought it to your attention? Was it something you saw on TV? Did you see one out in the field? Do you want to give us a bit of detail and everyone a bit of an idea where it came across your desk?
Yeah. So, I mean, the idea really has been something that's just been floating around for quite a while. My dad actually owns a chartered surveying company, and he was wanting to use a drone just to help with some of his inspections that he would do. So back then, I was helping him just pick some drones and ideas. I hadn't really thought of it for a few years after that. And then when the pandemic hit, I was put on furlough, coming in awe as to what was going to really be happening for the future with my job. And I was thinking, well, I wouldn't mind trying to go out and do something myself, being my own boss type thing. And drones was actually one of the first things that popped into my head. So I kind of was just doing a bit of research into the market and stuff. And it was just so by chance that a couple of days after I'd just done a couple of Google searches, I was scrolling through Facebook and I actually found an advert for your webinar through Copters. So I booked myself a seat, and it was pretty much from there onwards that set me on the path, really.
Yeah, that's what I remember. So it wasn't like a classic route, because we've got different funding in terms of getting it all going. It was slightly different to everyone else. So do you mind just going into a bit more detail on your process to getting the drone package? Obviously, we had plenty of conversations about what drone was going to be right for you, what training was going to be right off the back of that webinar. But yeah, you've got a bit of an interesting route to get that all going. Do you want to just go into a bit of detail for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I initially started off when I first decided that I wanted to start a business. I jumped in and applied for a part within the Prince's Trust. So from there, it took quite a while of back and forth, really, but they really did set me on the right path to figuring out how to best approach starting up a business, because it was something I'd never done before. Many years before, I'd never really considered setting up a business, but they kind of gave me pointers in the direction. And when it came down to the financing, I couldn't really fault them on anything. They really did push and help every key bit of information I needed to present to the banks. And yeah, and setting up a cash flow forecast, setting up an actual business plan to send off to them. And it actually sparked up a lot of interest within the Prince's Trust, because it was one of the first instances they'd really heard of businesses and drones working together. From what I remember them saying, one of the people I spoke to anyway, they'd never seen it and were very interested in picking up on it. Yeah, going through the startup loans company and finally getting the funding. And once the funding was in, then it was all set to go, really, just purchasing all the packages, especially the advice I got from yourself through Copters with the different business packages that were available at the time. And yeah, it was just all gears in motion, really.
Love that. And just for the people that are listening to this then, Michael, can you give a bit of a background on the Prince's Trust? So like, even for myself, the work that I've done with them is very different to this, that whole business setup and about getting people into work, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. They give you so many options when you're actually applying for them. So you have such a wide variety of choices to go with. Myself, they basically asked me, what is the key thing that you would need the most help with setting up a business? Which for me, it was going to be all about the marketing. I felt like marketing was my weakest point, but with some help, I could definitely pitch that up. So within a couple of weeks after that, they managed to sort me out a business mentor who had previously owned a marketing company, who had lots of ties within the industry. I think he's retired now, but he can now focus a lot of time and effort on helping me really push the marketing side of stuff, which is what he's been doing at the moment. I mean, he's definitely really opened my eyes as to all the different methods of marketing, and what you can actually do, really.
Yeah, spot on. And that's it. We obviously spoke about the operations manual, and that is almost like a business plan, isn't it? About how you're going to submit that to the CAA. And that is your idea. That is a business plan. It's a target for you to set in your head of, right, these are the areas that I'm going to go into. This is how I want to do it. But all that prior experience that you've got with the Princess Trust now, it's going to help you massively going forward because you've got an idea. You've got a bit more experience in there. So yeah, it's brilliant. And the reason I wanted to bring that up is because we have so many people looking to get into this industry, noticing that there's a huge opportunity, but sometimes finances are a problem. So look, there are options out there. Princess Trust is brilliant. We've had a couple go through this process now, actually, Michael. There are a lot of different loans, opportunities through government gateways as well. So it's just a case of looking and seeing what's out there. But yeah, big, big advocates for the Princess Trust. And what they've done on your side seems absolutely awesome. But yeah, if we fast forward, we go through the course. How was the course and everything when you went through the process? Because we obviously did it online. We had to make that pivot to do the online training. How was that process?
The online course itself, I thought it was great. I mean, I was quite lucky because I've come from a background having done a degree in aeronautical engineering, that a lot of what I learned from doing that course was a lot that was involved in your course as well. So I was definitely able to pick up on the stuff and have some knowledge already there that really did help me breeze through it. But the overall course itself, the layout, how easy it was to read the information and the actual knowledge base in there was great. It was fantastic. I definitely learned some new stuff along with it. I thought the whole structure of it really was a great way of, especially if you have no prior knowledge of drones or aviation in general, definitely well worth going through the course to get that knowledge there.
Yeah, spot on. Well, that is exactly what I was about to ask you there, Michael. So we have a hell of a lot of people getting into this industry, and I get asked this all the time. I've never touched a drone before. I'm a novice at flying. I don't know anything about these new regulations, and you can feel the nerves, and people are quite anxious to get into this industry, even though they know it's something that they want to get into. So you've obviously got a great background for you to hit the ground running, but would you say for someone who doesn't have that experience, the course is put in a way that you can crack on with it?
Yeah, absolutely. It can be very daunting, especially starting from scratch and not knowing anything about really what you're going into. But still, as long as you've got that passion and you're willing to learn it, it can be really easy to pick up on the stuff, especially. And like I said, with your course, it does lay it out in such a way that it's very easy. It's not an overload of information. It's like the bite-sized chunks that also just explain everything in general.
Awesome. Yeah, great feedback. Well, I appreciate it, Michael. So we'll take a bit of a pivot then and we'll talk about drones. It's obviously why we're getting into this industry. Just talk about what drones you have and what does your fleet look like?
Currently, my fleet's only one drone, so it is small, with my company being only myself at the moment. But I use the Mavic Enterprise Dual with the thermal camera edition. It also came with the DJI Smart Controller, which I would definitely say if you are starting out with drones, even though the DJI Smart Controller can be quite a pricey thing, it is definitely well worth having something like that with it just because of all the extra functions that it comes with. I'm not 100% sure if the DJI app actually comes with them because obviously I haven't used it. But yeah, the Mavic Enterprise Dual, fantastic drone. I mean, one of the most stable drones I've flown, just general flying. Being able, especially doing the orthomosaic mapping, with it's got the pre-flight maps plans that you can just set, draw on a Google Maps document exactly what you want to take a photo of, and it will do the rest for you to really give that just the perfect accuracy with your maps.
Yeah, it is such a versatile drone, isn't it? So have you found when you're out and about, you can just have a go at anything?
Yeah, I mean, it's great as well just for being so quick to just set up and go. Just unfold it, clip the propellers on, and you're pretty much ready. And you can go and fly to whatever degree you need to. Even when it comes to the weather limitations on it, I think I can't remember the exact ones, but like gusts of wind, it's extremely stable. The different modes you've got on there, it's just a great drone in general to fly with.
Yeah, it is just so versatile, isn't it? And that's why, because you went ahead with the Ultimate Business Starter Package with the smart controller, as you mentioned, and you are right. The Fly More kit is a given. You need that. It's not even worth asking the question, but the smart controller does. And a lot of people do ask, is it worth me going for it? Because you're right, it is another jump up in money, but for convenience and what it offers, it is just brilliant for what it does. And the connectivity is great. That's one of the main things I got from it. It's just how convenient it is. You don't have to mess about with your phone or any fancy wires. You can just crack on. As you say, you can just unfold it and off we go.
And it's great as well with the smart controller that you can, before you even leave the house, you can create your own flight plans, flight maps. And then when you get to the location, it's just a case of hitting start. So I've done that before. I've looked out to where I'm going to go, drawn out a flight plan, and then it stores it in there, open it up when I get to the location, and away we go. Like you were saying with the Fly More kit as well, that was one thing I hadn't really realized until I got it. Just having them two extra batteries in particular makes a massive difference. Anybody who's starting out, getting extra batteries is definitely crucial for going out and about. Even the best batteries that we know of at the moment, I mean, I think it's 32 minutes mine last per run in the ideal conditions, but having more of the smart batteries has made a massive difference on just being able to stay out for longer and ensure that everything's done properly as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just that peace of mind again, isn't it? You're not worrying that you have to get every second out of every battery. You've got backup, yeah, and it's a lot safer process. So yeah, couldn't agree more with that one. In terms of drone though, it is absolutely spot on. We do get a few people talking about the thermal with the new thermal Mavic 2 Enterprise Advanced. But yeah, how are you finding the thermal size? Is it easy to understand? It's self-explanatory, isn't
it? Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. It took a couple of goes just to get the settings just right for the jobs I would be looking into, because it's got two different types of thermal. You've got just the basic thermal imaging where it just does a thermal imaging overcoat of everything. And then I think is the MSX thermal where it gives you kind of like an outline along with it. So it gives you much better quality of photo because you can really see where all parts of the picture are. That's something I found was very useful.
Yeah, yeah. With the extra texture, doesn't it? It adds extra texture to the image. Yeah, yeah. I've just been talking to someone about this as well. But yeah, it just makes it easy to understand, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah.
The ability to change the temperature range is really good as well. Obviously, all depending on where you're going to go to use a thermal camera, you can be in places where it's not that hot, very cold. So being able to change the temperature colouring, the colouring scale and what values they come up with means that each job you can do, you can make sure that the picture really does show the differences in temperature, which is really good.
Spot on. Okay, well, again, next time we're going to jump onto slightly different now. So you've got, as I mentioned earlier, you've got a different process to a lot of people getting into this industry. So far, what would you say your biggest moment or your proudest moment is to date with drones?
I mean, with the drone itself, it would be when I did a successful 3D texture model of a local church. I wanted to get a portfolio going, so to be able to showcase it to potential clients. So I got permission from a local parish council to do a 3D model of a local church. And again, it's a lengthy process if you want to do it right. It's one of the things where the smart controller comes with oblique mapping styles, but to really get the best quality of model from that, you do need to do freehand and be able to just fly freehand, take the photo, and then essentially use a good modeling software to build up this fantastic 3D model with really good quality textures on it. But that's something I've been able to implement and embed that into my website now, which is really good for showcasing to clients because they can see firsthand exactly what they would be getting out of my textured modeling package.
Perfect. Yeah, well, that's spot on. While we're talking about your website, do you want to just give us a bit of background on what marketing you've done then? Because I know we spoke about this off air about how much the Prince's Trust helped you on that area. I'm always harping on about it when I'm on my webinars or on Drone Talk or whatever that might be, any of the different Drone World applications. I'm always saying, look, you need to get your marketing in place. You need to get networking. So what have you got in place that we can use as a bit of an example for everyone else?
Yeah, so my marketing at the moment, a lot of the advice has come from my business mentor and through a company called Shifties, who helped me do my networking. The key thing is they say you can use things like your Google AdWords, your Facebook adverts to begin with, but you might not get a very high return on investment. So I primarily go through LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook, just uploading stuff as frequently as possible, especially LinkedIn, because people do have quite a fascination of aerial photography and flying through LinkedIn. So if you just connect with people, and especially the industries you want to try and branch into and get them in your clientele base, you connect with them, upload stuff, even if it's just on a weekly basis, and it does get noticed. And from there, it really just starts to spread your name out there.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. And you're absolutely right about LinkedIn. Some of the different posts that we put on there, the interactions are awesome. And it's not just from people that are in the industry. Like you say, you've got that outreach. Drones are interesting. And that's one of the best bits about this industry. They're different. People haven't seen what they can do. So when you can really showcase that and show it off, then it's ideal, isn't it? And how are you finding that? Because I know it's still early doors, isn't it, Michael? But what sort of feedback are you getting from that online?
A lot of the feedback is not necessarily producing the leads at the moment, because like you said, it is very early doors, but it's picking up, I mean, people liking it, people sharing it, people commenting, saying it's really good quality footage. And it's things like that that then gets it in people's heads, and they might not realize that they need drones now, but then a bit down the line when, say, a job crops up and they need a drone pilot, it's in the back of their head to say, oh, well, I saw that quite a while ago and I might have a look further into it. And it's things like that that sometimes you've got to think when it comes to marketing, it's not necessarily going to get you the leads you need right there and then, but it plants that seed and builds that rapport that can then eventually lead to some very good and very long-term and lasting clients.
100%. Yeah, it's something that is, it's not a flick of a switch, is it? It's just being there. It's creating that noise online. So when people think drone, they're going to think you. So yeah, 100%. Couldn't agree more. And this shifties then. So this mentor, and it's good that you bring this up, because I've recently had a chat with Chris Flanagan about getting a business mentor. So is that something that you'd recommend for other people getting into the industry?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, you don't necessarily have to go through things like the Prince's Trust to get a business mentor. I do feel like they do have a lot of potential mentors that can help a lot. So I would always recommend going to somewhere, a well-established organization. But there's so many places out there. There's some that will be looking, they will be willing to help you for free, like the Prince's Trust. Some will obviously want payment packages and they will help build a plan for you, which if you've got the funds available, then yeah, that's, again, it's, they're great opportunities. But if you're going into it and you're unsure about certain parts of it, a business mentor is perfect to give you that peace of mind and that extra knowledge that you might not necessarily have.
Yeah, completely agree. Completely agree. Because it's a new industry, isn't it? There are a lot of questions that need answering. There is a lot of help. And a lot of the time, that's where we come in. But what next? What else comes into play? And who else do we need to be talking to? What else do we need to be setting up? And you've ticked all those boxes, which is awesome. When you are getting going, you've got a mentor. You've had Prince's Trust to help you as well. But what did your friends and family speak then? When you started talking about drones, obviously your dad mentioned it before with his work. But what else? What else was mentioned? And what did everyone think?
I mean, a lot of people just, again, they, with the current situation they were in, it was more just giving that positive support, encouragement to go through with it. When it comes to family, and especially my family, don't really know much about the aviation industry or drones themselves. They always have things like the concerns with privacy that is a big concern for the general public, especially with drones themselves. But it's basically having to just reassure them that the process that you have to take to do jobs, in essence, it should completely ease people when it comes to privacy, because it's all about getting permissions to fly on in locations, getting permissions for flying around near people. That's one of the biggest things about when you go out on a job. It's all about making sure you've got that authorization, that you're in control of all the situation.
Yeah, 100%. And is it going to be something that you're going to tie in with your dad's business then?
It's definitely something that I'm broaching to him at the moment. Yeah, so the biggest part is just networking. The biggest thing I find is making sure people are aware of what they would be getting out of a drone compared to what they're getting now. So I have been like a roof inspection. Why erect scaffolding and send a group of people up to inspect a roof, which can cost time, money, when you can send a drone up there a fraction of the cost and fraction of the time? It's things like that that you need to make people realize that drones are going to save them time and money as opposed to what they're currently paying for now.
100%. Yeah. And that is most of what we do at Copters, isn't it? It's the saving time, it's the saving money, it's making processes safer. So a lot of what you'll do is that commercial teaching. And I think a lot of people getting into the industry think it's going to fall on the lap. There is a lot of work to do. You're starting a business at the end of the day, so you are going to have to do that. But look, you've gone out of your way to get mentors, you've got family opportunities, you've got a network in place now, you're getting good content online, you're ticking the right boxes, and that's exactly what we need to see. So that's absolutely spot on.
Yeah. And that thing as well, like you're saying, a lot of people are expecting the jobs to just fall into their lap, which for some that may be the case, but for a lot of the people out there, especially the potential business, some of these potential clients don't yet know that that's what they need. So that's why networking and spreading out what you can do is so important.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. You've just got to teach people. And when people do think, oh, do you know what? Them drones, I've seen it quite a bit. You need to be the person or the brand or the company that they think of. And that it all just falls into place, doesn't it? Especially when you're kicking out all these different bits of content. You're there on LinkedIn. You're there on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter in a conversation, let's say. So yeah, it's absolutely spot on. But in terms of future then, so you're trying to tap your dad up. What else? What else are you looking to do?
My biggest future ambitions at the moment is to produce the leads and essentially have that black book of clients that you rely on and know that once you've done one job for them, you've got them as a customer for life. So that at the moment, that is my sole kind of, ambitions for the business. But eventually, I'd love it to be in a position where I could branch out, get more drones, get drones for different jobs. Like I've had quite a big fascination for the Wingtra at the moment and what that's capable of doing. So things like eventually just growing. That's the biggest thing that I want to get with the business. I've got people who have already, friends and family especially, who are interested in it and have always said to me, hey, the moment you've grown up and you need help, call me and I would happily come in to be a drone pilot with you.
Brilliant. Well, that's great to hear. That is great to hear. Well, do you know what, while you were saying that, it just made me think of a book that I'm listening to at the moment, which is Ready, Fire, Aim. Just in terms of like, you've got your product, you know, you need to go and sell it now. You've got your marketing place and how are you going to get those leads? And it just made me think, are you doing much in terms of CPD, in terms of like training, or are you listening, or is there anything that we should be doing that you're doing?
So I've got a few books that I've ordered and I'm going through them, which again, they give good advice, but the majority of all of my knowledge at the moment is coming from the experience of my business mentor, which is just too good of an opportunity to have had fallen in my lap. Without it, then I'd be going through book after book, self-learning, you know, going through all the different e-learning courses that you can. But having somebody who's successfully worked in the industry, it's just helped me so much. And that's what has been really important for me.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. If you've got such a great resource of experience, you're absolutely right. You need to milk that dry completely. But yeah, Ready, Fire, Aim. And for anyone listening as well, could not recommend that enough. I've just started getting into that. But yeah, you've just reminded me of that, Michael. I'd definitely give that a go on audiobook.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely amazing book. Really, really good. And it reminds me of Copters a hell of a lot when I'm listening to it. I keep on thinking of Steve Coulson all the way through. But yeah, really, really recommend that one. This leads me on nicely. In terms of training and development, is there anything else that you're looking at? Is there any programs or different drones or anything that Copters are doing that has helped you with learnings?
I mean, the course itself gave me a lot of the knowledge that I needed to know when I took it. But I've always wanted to eventually go back to looking more in depth at some of the software training courses and being able to just utilize the most out of the top software that you've got going around at the moment and just using it to its fullest extent, especially since the software itself is probably one of the most costliest parts of when you're running the company, and being able to use every last bit of it to its fullest extent, it will really help.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of time it gets overlooked. There's the drone, there's the training, you get support, but yeah, what software are you going to be using? Is that for media? Is it for 3D modeling? Is it mapping? Is it inspection reports? So
yeah, there's so many out there. It's choosing the right one.
Absolutely.
Or right ones for some people. It could be multiple ones. One can do better for this, one can do better for that.
Often find that. Yeah, especially in surveying and some of the stuff that you're touching on. So yeah, 100%. Well, in terms of growth then and just your development, how has Copters helped you since completing the course and getting started? But I think we've just got our operational authorization. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. So now this is probably the part where I can get that extra help from you guys, especially with the networking and job leads. Because like I said, it's literally very early doors just started. So yeah, we've not really had much time to go through with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is a fun bit. We've done the training. We've got the finance application all sorted. Now it's time to crack on. And now we need to start the business, don't we?
Exactly, yeah.
Awesome. So in terms of your products, just to bring this to an end and summarize, again, do you want to just tell everyone what it is you do, what it is you offer, and what your business model looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. So What I offer in particular is I'll do 2D mosaic mapping. So that's especially good for surveying, whether that's building surveying, land surveying, terrain, because a lot of the softwares you can bring in volumetrics. So that gives you great ease of use to do things like areas, volumes, all sorts. 3D textured meshing to produce highly accurate 3D models with, it could be anything, buildings, landmarks, architecture, all sorts. Aerial photography, videography. So they're in particular very useful for estate agents, being able to showcase the full extent and just some really good high quality photos of properties they're selling. But the important thing I always want to make sure people are aware of is that I'd want to try and make it bespoke. So if somebody's looking at what my services are and think it's kind of got hit or miss, there's some parts that I need, some parts that I don't, then I want to sit down with that customer to go through exactly what they need, so that I can tailor packages and projects to purely what they need.
Perfect. Yeah, that's absolutely perfect. So it's that full solution and it's personalized to exactly what they need. And yeah. And where can people find you then, Michael, if they want to have a look at your website or social medias?
Yeah, so my website is flylowdroneservices.co.uk. I have an Instagram page, again, Flylow Drone Services, and a Facebook page and a LinkedIn page, all under the same name, Flylow Drone Services. Or they can contact me directly. I've got an email address, which is michael.lowe@flylowdroneservices.co.uk. And I always aim to get back to anybody within 24 hours of them messaging me.
Perfect. That's awesome. Michael, thanks very much for your time. That's been great. And a bit of a different process. And that's one of the main things we've got from this, the whole mentoring. We can't go over this enough. As I mentioned to you off air, this is something that Chris Flanagan talks about in Copters Con, and he's getting great results from it. So the same from yourself. I'd keep hold of that. Do what you can. Definitely get reading Ready, Fire, Aim. I'm not being paid by them to say that, by the way, as well. It is an absolute cracking book. I know I keep going on about it. But yeah, I really appreciate your time, Michael.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll speak soon anyway. But yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. That has been Drone World, the podcast by Copters Commercial Drone Experts. Thank you very much.